A Welsh High Tea. A sunshine-filled September day, the dining-room doors framing a view of a few fields leading us to the expanse of sea that is Rosilly Bay. The room filled to overflowing, standing on the deck, the grass against the field fence where the ponies graze. Families, the sisters, nieces, aunts and uncles, the friends from a lifetime of 80 years to the day, gathered for high tea. A much extended table laid with precision, competing aunties, barrabrith and Welsh cakes. Tiny shells filled with lemon cream atop with raspberry, singular. Sandwiches, definitely for an occasion, narrowly cut, stuffed to overflowing, trimmed of crust and neatly laid. Remembered recipes of jam-dipped sponge squares coated with coconut shreds, finished with cherry jam and a cream blob. Scones, by competitive sisters this time, small and perfectly stuffed, or ready to break yourself and indulgently fill with more cream and homemade jam. And more, too much to see, too much to eat. Celebration for every sense. In the centre, the cake, the birthday cake. With the champagne, the wishes. Pembloweth happiest by most. Plain happy birthday, the rest. But the yakidar felt hollow, even as our glasses met. No shared joy blotted out unsaid thoughts. We knew. No tea would ever be as bittersweet, however bountiful or lovingly made. The sun would never fall on her so radiantly. The wake, too soon it was to be, would be no match for her high tea.